Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Lexington, the horse capital of the world, will be the site of the Southeastern Equestrian Trails Conference tomorrow through Saturday. The Kentucky Horse Council's Executive Director, Jenny Grohlke, says that group will be the official host and that its purpose isn't so much training for trail riding, but for smart management policy for their conservation.
This particular conference has a focus on conservation and understanding land management policies, working with land managers, getting more youth involved. I mean, it really more is almost a leadership conference from the standpoint of making sure that we have trails available to horseback riders many, many years in the future.
She says occasionally riders themselves can inadvertently damage their own resource, their trails.
So we think it's very important for the horse community to understand how to take care of that resource and be good stewards of the land and work with the land manager, understand their goals and missions and be supportive of that rather than being maybe a challenge to them.
She points out the trail riding, anecdotally at least, is the most popular form of equestrian activity.
In general, the gut feel is, and this is true across the country, so I don't see why it would be any different in Kentucky, that more people trail ride than do any other single activity with horses. So there are more trail riders than there are people competing in show rings. There are more trail riders than racehorses on the racetrack.
We'll be right back.
Nobody in my family ever went.
There wasn't enough time.
No way I could afford it.
There are lots of reasons for not going to college, but there are even better reasons for going.
I want more from my career.
Build a safety net in a shaky economy.
Accomplish a lifelong dream.
At knowhowtogoky.org, we'll show you how to prepare for college, how to find money to pay for it, even ways to work on your degree from home. So visit knowhowtogoky.org. There's really no good reason not to. Part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
The Kentucky Horse Council's Jenny Grohlke says that when the state's equine survey, now underway, is completed, the industry will have a much clearer picture of itself and its economic opportunities. She noted in the council's $300,000 grant from the governor's Office of Ag Policy, $100,000 would require matching funds from the industry.
This study is going to benefit the industry, so therefore the industry should have some skin in the game financially. And so we are contacting associations all the way from the smallest to the largest and asking, please, please, please make some kind of contribution to this so that we can get the matching funds. Your $1 is worth $2, basically.
They're asking individual owners to pony up. I couldn't resist, to the tune of maybe $10 per animal. There's more information online at KentuckyHorse.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.